Proverbs 25. These also are proverbs of Solomon, which the men of King Hezekiah of Judah copied. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it is the glory of a king to search out a matter. As the heaven is high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the dross from the silver, and material for the silversmith will emerge. Remove the wicked from before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not honor yourself before the king, and do not stand in the place of great men, for it is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than to put you lower before a prince whom your eyes have seen. Do not go out hastily to litigation, or what will you do after it when your neighbor puts you to shame? When you argue a case with your neighbor, do not reveal the secret of another person, lest the one who hears it put you to shame, and your infamy will never go away. Like apples of gold in settings of silver, so is a word skillfully spoken. Like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover to the ear of the one who listens. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the heart of his masters. Like clouded skies and wind without rain, so is the one who boasts of a gift not given. Through patience a ruler can be persuaded, and a soft tongue can break a bone. When you find honey, eat what is sufficient for you, lest you should become filled with it and vomit it up. Make your foot rare in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you. Like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow, so is the one who testifies against his neighbor as a false witness. Like a bad tooth or a foot out of joint, so is confidence in an unfaithful person at the time of trouble. Like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured in soda, so is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, and the sly tongue brings forth an angry look. It is better to live on a corner of the housetop than in a house in company with a quarrelsome wife. Like cold water to a weary person, so is good news from a distant land. Like a muddied spring and a polluted well, so is a righteous person who gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable for people to seek their own glory. Like a city that is broken down and without a wall, so is a person who cannot control his temper.